Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Put that coffee down.
They're here.
Hey guys, it's Pete.
Hello, it's Jane.
Oh my God.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios, along with Jane Manzuris.
Well, hello, Pete McMurray. It's good to see you.
I'm smiling because Jane and I haven't worked together in 4 years.
Has it been that long?
This is what I love about GN. First of all, everybody's happy. You're hugging people as you change shifts.
Yeah,
Dean and I are hugging.
Party.
You're hugging Dean, Andrea, John DeCoss is hugging too many people.
You know, Andrea and I went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah. Go Thunderbolts. We talked about that, too.
And here we are, back together after 4 years.
This is so fun. It's good to see you. I was worried a little bit. I'm like, well, what if I don't like Pete anymore? But it's impossible.
Here's the thing. If you're not on the radio for 4 years, that doesn't mean that you don't hang out. We've been hanging out for the last 4 years.
We work out sometimes in the morning.
I just saw you last week. Okay?
Was it last week?
Yes, it was last week.
Where did I see you?
We were downtown. I see you
all
the time.
Oh, we had lunch.
That was great. Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
Very memorable lunch.
We text about 5 times a day, so I do keep in touch with you enough.
Now, I've been filling in for Steve Cochran, you know, for the last month or so. This week, I did Monday and Tuesday. Dean filled in today, so people kind of know who I am. You know, big family, 12 kids, the whole deal.
Right.
Here's 3 things that you need to know about Jane. Number one, you're the host of Living Healthy Chicago.
On WGN-TV.
Sundays at 11:30.
That's right.
So you talk health, you talk food, you
health,
talk nutrition,
fitness,
everything.
Wellness. Yeah, how to live healthy in this great city.
Something else you should know about Jane, she's a great cook.
I love
cooking, baking, the whole deal.
I love to cook. I like to bake, but I'd rather cook. I like to make the big meal, and I like to spend all day doing it. And then my favorite other thing is watching people eat. I love watching. I don't care. I don't have to eat. I want to watch you eat.
I thought for sure you'd bring in food for me and Steve Bertrand today.
Well, I would have, but you don't eat sweets. I don't know if Steve eats sweets, but if he does, I'll bring him some sweets tomorrow.
Steve, you're eating anything and everything, right?
Put it in front of me and I'll see how it goes.
Done. I'll bring it for Steve tomorrow because I know you won't eat anything that's sweet.
Over the holidays, I will.
Really?
Selectively.
Is that because you're so sweet on your own?
I appreciate that, Steve. Thank you.
He doesn't need any more sugar.
Guys, everything in life is a numbers game. So if you're going to go out during the week and meet your buddies and have beer, you got to dial it down somewhere else and sweets come in. I'm not a sweet guy. I'll eat a T-bone steak.
Guy. Yeah. So I'll bring you a steak. I'll bring Steve some sweets.
I love that.
Yeah. I love that. But Pete, you said people know you, right? You've been filling in. You know, they kind of know who you are a little bit. But I just want to, of course, let everyone know that a couple things that I know about you, that we went to Bradley University together, but you graduated many, 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 many years before me.
You don't have to say that. We both went to Bradley. That's good right there.
Pete
along
also,
with Andy Mazur.
A lot of things that people probably don't know is that Pete wears a sweater he can never, ever take off. And it wasn't that we were shopping for sweaters. He just wears
the
sweater he can't
take off. That's the curse of being Lebanese. You have a cardigan sweater that never comes off. You just got to trim it up. That's it.
And the other thing that I love about Pete, as I know this, is that he's a good friend. He's a good brother. He's a good husband, a good dad, a good son. But my favorite 3 things about Pete is his mother, Betty Ann, his wife, Sarah, and son, Charlie. Those are my favorite things about you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And
I was just
talking to Dean about it, and I talked to him yesterday about it on the Cochran Show. Is Sing opens today. After the show today, when we're off at noon, I go pick up 11-year-old Charlie McMurray. We're going to go see Sing. Can't wait. He gave it a Dean's List A.
Wow. I don't even know this. I did see a big headline about it, so maybe I should go see that.
Has anybody seen the trailers for Sing? Kev, you've seen it, haven't you?
No.
They're on TV nonstop. Are you watching network television?
I'm watching Netflix.
America's Got Talent the other night, the Christmas version. Anybody watching that on NBC? You saw Sing. It was like every other commercial break.
So it's out today, right?
It's Animals That Sing. Yes, that's why.
Charlie's going to
I have seen the trailers for that, yes.
Okay.
And now I know what you're talking
about. Animals That Sing. It's like an American Idol for animals.
Real animals or character animals?
It's animated.
Animals.
Yes,
yeah,
of
okay.
course.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a Charlie movie.
So I'm going to see that this afternoon.
You'll have to give us the review, too, if it can keep an adult's attention span.
Yes, I hope so, because I have a short attention span. But let me tell people about the greatest secret that I found in Chicago. Dave Bennett told me about this.
Yeah.
Because people have stresses over the holidays. We all have stresses. Family, friends, we have to get together. We have to go shopping. There's a lot of stress right now.
I'm feeling stressed.
Driving in this traffic. Traffic will die off a little bit next week, but traffic horrible this morning driving into Tribune Tower. So a lot of stresses.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest stress over the holidays is wrapping gifts.
Oh, Pete.
Because I'm married to a type A person. My wife, Sarah, she's all about the presentation.
Right?
Kev, you're married. Is your wife like that?
1,000%, yes.
She's all about the presentation, and if we don't have a bow, it's done. Got to have a huge bow.
That's the creative fun part is wrapping the gifts.
No.
I'm all about presentation, too. Mm-mm. I feel like
too much stress.
Your gift speaks for itself. Who cares what's inside? What does it look like on the outside?
So I have 5 gifts.
Oh, geez.
And I'm taking them over to Northbridge after the show.
Is this all the packages you walked in with today?
Yes.
I thought you were shopping before the show.
Right across the street where Nordstrom's is, and they're going to wrap the gifts for $5 a gift.
I'll wrap them for you.
I have 5 gifts, $25. I'm done with the stress.
I'll do it. Give them to me.
No,
$4 a gift.
Mm-mm.
Three.
No, no.
I'm going to wrap gifts this afternoon anyway. While you're watching Sing, I'm wrapping gifts.
I don't want to see anyone wrap the gifts. I just want to drop them off and pick them up and have them look nice.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And that is your biggest stress.
Just because I know my wife, I bought the wrapping paper just because I know her style.
Okay.
So I have the wrapping paper. They don't even need to use their wrapping paper.
Wait, you bring? They'll do it with your wrapping paper.
Yes.
Wow.
I called yesterday.
You called and asked him.
I did.
Pete, give me a better stress than
this
that.
This is the only thing I've been stressed out about. I did all my shopping online, everything.
Yeah, a lot of people did the online shopping this year. And if you're doing it now, your stress is that you're not going to get the gift in time to give for Christmas.
What's your biggest stress over the holidays?
Am I going to get it all done in time? Am I going to be
shopping, cooking, baking?
Wrapping all the gifts, shopping, cooking, baking. Do I? Because every time I add something to my list, I'll add 3 more things to the list to get done. But my biggest, I would say, I will get it all done and I'll be happy with it. My biggest stress is going into debt. I spend a lot of money because what happens with me is I'll buy a gift for my brother.
You'll keep going.
And then I'll buy another gift for me.
It
and then
doesn't
I buy
stop.
A gift for my boyfriend. And then I buy a gift for me. You see what happens?
It doesn't.
One for you, two for me.
No, you're not supposed to buy for yourself around the holidays. 312-981-7200. What is your biggest stress over the holidays? Is it family? Is it traffic? Is it thinking about that you have to get everything done?
Having to be happy all the time.
How many sleeps do we have left? 4 before Christmas?
4 days before Christmas.
4 sleeps before Christmas?
I just changed the calendar this morning to 4 days.
Biggest stress. 312-981-7200. Kev, biggest stress?
Probably getting it all done. Like I saw somebody recently say, Christmas feels more like a deadline than a holiday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It does feel like a deadline.
But
for me, it feels like a deadline
that.
This year.
You got to delegate, especially these wrapping gifts for guys. Mm. I'm telling you. It's so
easy. I should start a gift wrapping company. I'm going to call both of your wives.
You can make bank.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Why would I not do that?
It took me a while to find this place, too. And it said they're in the lobby. That lobby thing went away. It was only on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And I went to... All right, I called up the concierge what are they called? Northbridge. I called up the concierge, and she's like, "Oh yeah, Papyrus. Is that what it's called?
Papyrus.
Papyrus.
Is that a paper company?
Papyrus.
Yeah.
Papyrus. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
I think it's Papyrus.
Papyrus.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
I think
they're on the second floor. They're going to do it. I'm dropping it off today.
Wow. Who knew? Well, here's my thing. If I feel like I'm going to go into debt, I'll just wrap your gifts. And then that way I'm solving my stress.
312-981-7200. You got a stress. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Love the Christmas tunes. 720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris. Biggest stresses. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also, our text line, biggest stresses, 708 area code. By the way, if you send us a text, please give us your name so we can...
say your name.
Yes, so we can say your name on
say
the air.
Thanks.
708 Craig, I hate crowds.
Oh, a lot of crowds at Christmas time. Crowds on the roads, crowds in the streets. We were just talking to Andrea about this.
Biggest stress, according to Prevention Magazine, is having to deal with crowds and long lines.
Yeah.
68% of the people hate crowds, long lines. You have to plan out when you're going to shop. If you're going to go on over the weekends, you're going to kill yourself. You got to do it like on a Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
And again, presents are nice. You got the crowds, but not the most important things. We got to remember that, too. So if you're going out to get presents, don't go to the most crowded place. Right?
Absolutely.
Manage your own expectations about the crowds. I'm just saying that from, I hate the crowds too.
I love clicking and buying things online. I feel like I've accomplished so much stuff.
I like to feel the things. I like to feel it, but I like to go shopping on the off hours because the crowds, I mean, when you take up the whole aisle at the department store and then you saunter through and you're like, I don't know.
I can't stand that.
I start sweating. It's too crowded.
847 area code. Pete, I'm the same way. I hate wrapping. It stresses me out. Must be perfect to pick the right paper for special people.
I think sometimes the most charming thing about a gift that you don't like to wrap is that it's mismatched. You know what I mean? The wrapping isn't perfect. That's the most fun because we know you did it.
Not with my wife.
I think she would love it.
Not with my wife. Another stress over the holidays. 37% of the people said biggest stress, gaining weight.
Yeah, well, a lot of food happening in the next.
Talk to me about sweets. Look what happens. You got to be careful.
I think it's everything in moderation. And I also feel like today, a lot of holiday parties at work, a lot of people bringing in food. And of course, this weekend is going to be a lot of consumption. But then get back on your diet, or, you know, on the train, don't
you
think? Well,
you think about Christmas Day. You have all those sweets on Christmas Day.
Two and three parties, family parties.
What's the go-to thing that you can't stay away from? Because I have something my sister Mary in Naperville makes. Seven-layer bars, you know, with the coconut and everything. I don't know what's in them.
But you won't eat that every...
I will. I'm not...
You'll eat it at Christmas.
I'll have like three on Christmas Day. All right, maybe five.
You know, for me, forget the sweets. I'll take a second helping of dinner. I know you would never think that, but I will load up my plate once, and then I'll go back and load it up again. And I'll eat two. So that's I'll eat too much. But I'm not going to do that every day. I feel sick.
Another stress over the holidays, getting into debt. Like you said, people are spending too much money. You got to manage your money. You got to budget.
Well, you think, oh, I didn't spend too much on this gift. I got to get someone else a little bit more in that. And I feel like I want to, you know, so you end up spending too much money. Then you take a look back at your receipts. And you're like, whoa, what did I spend? Every year I think, oh, I'm going to be very good about this.
Why do people get stressed out about hanging out with family?
Well,
I know there are some family members that you don't get along with, but people get stressed out.
Yeah. You have a huge family.
So huge.
Huge. How many kids? 10, 15?
12 kids in my family. So Christmas will be, you know, 6 or 8.
And is there
families
ever any
there?
Sort of, you know, conflicts? Or are you just because you're brothers and sisters, everyone just gets along just
you
fine?
Just, you, yeah.
Punch each other
you let it go.
Shoulder and move on. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, you've always got that weird, you know, uncle that's, you know, saying funny things and just
you don't
want
to sit next
awkward.
To at dinner.
Yeah.
Bringing up politics. Let's talk about Trump being president. All right.
I think sometimes politics, religion.
Okay, Uncle George, dial it down.
All of that
put your
is
bourbon
off
down.
The table, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, there's like people that will sit. Your family will say, "Hey, if you're single, have you ever tried online dating?" And here you hear, "Oh, wow, I'm still."
How many
single.
Times have you heard that?
Yeah.
Every year?
When are you gonna have kids? When are you gonna get married? Yeah.
Another stress over the holidays: disappointing gifts. Okay. Why do you get stressed about that?
I mean, would you ever think you're going to disappoint Charlie? I mean, Santa Claus is going to disappoint Charlie?
No. Nowadays, kids get everything they want. Back in the day, if you told your parents or Santa Claus what you wanted, maybe you'd get one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Very modest Christmases, which is fine, you know. But I feel like disappointing gifts, hey, it was the thought that counts, right?
Something else you get stressed out about over the holidays, seasonal music. Really?
What's in between the happy mood?
Having to be nice is on this list.
Oh, no.
And holiday tipping,
ugh.
Which we do need to talk about later because I feel like I have to tip everybody this week by Friday.
We need to find out who you need to tip because that tipping part will then also goes back to whatever item getting into debt. 37% of the people saying debt was their biggest stress. Well, the tipping
God,
is
all
part of that.
We're all broke over the holidays. Nancy, you're on WGN. What's your biggest stress?
My biggest stress is a daughter-in-law who hates me, but that's not it. I was calling in to tell you that I have the solution for the money problem.
What's that?
Once a month, I have my bank do an automatic withdrawal of $100 and put it into a separate account that I have labeled my Christmas club. So when December rolls around, I have $1,200. That I can spend.
That's so funny. I do the exact same thing, but it's entitled Vegas Trip in May. I am not kidding. I do the same thing.
$1,200 for Christmas is a lot of money, Nancy.
Well, you got a lot of people to buy for.
I really do. I do. And you know what? look at it this way. If I don't spend the $1,200, I have money to spend on me.
Nancy, that's a great idea.
Nancy, you got to tell me about the daughter-in-law. Why does she hate you?
Oh, man, there are too many people listening, I think.
Oh.
I really don't know. It's the heartache of my life. But, that's... you know, and I'm a great mother-in-law, so I don't know.
Do you still get to see your son? And do they have kids?
They do. They have three beautiful children, and we're going to their house for Christmas Day. They're starting the tradition at their house. We used to do it at our house. I have four children. Everybody came over on Christmas Day. Now my son just moved into a larger house in Glen Ellen, and he is starting the tradition of having everybody at his house. So
you suck it up, walk on eggshells, and get through Christmas.
Yeah.
That's rough stuff, yeah. Nance.
But it's tough, but you got to put on a happy face, right?
It's Christmas.
Yeah, you do. You do. And, you know, she doesn't really talk to me, and so I just, you know, I just call her blank.
Okay. Merry Christmas, you something. All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Kill her with kindness,
thank
Nancy.
You.
I never thought about the Christmas fund, but I have the Vegas fund, which is great.
Well, you can maybe make a second fund then. Vegas and Christmas slash Christmas.
It's 720 WGN.
Donald Trump is now going around saying Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying Merry Christmas. Yeah. Trump says he's a fan of Jesus because I like guys who inherit their dad's business and then think they're God.
WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in for Bill and Wendy. Our next guest is a very old friend. She fed the Cubs to the World Series. She's the Cubs nutritionist. Her new book, The Superfood Swap, will be available Tuesday, and she'll make you feel bad about everything you put in your pie hole. It's our old friend, Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Hey, first off, I'd like to do a quick correction. I'm not an old friend, right? I'm a vivacious, young, hot, sexy mama.
Old happening friend.
Old friend. O-L.
Old. She's a good old friend.
She's an old friend.
Always good to have good old DJB.
All right. You know what? I'll take it. But if you wouldn't mind just throwing in like the vivacious and
beautiful,
like, young, effervescent even.
All right. First of all, let's talk Cubs. Do you get a World Series ring?
I already put in my ring size,
damn.
So I better, in fact, have a ring on this finger next
really?
Time you see me. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I will cry, I will throw a tantrum, I will do a lot of stuff if I don't have that ring.
How many World Series tickets, or how many games did you go to?
I went to all of them, but I actually went to all of them in the clubhouse. So I was down with the players watching the games with all the guys as they would come in and out of the game. And so it's kind of like better than even tickets.
Because you're part of the team. And a lot of times we see the guys and we think, oh, you know, they're the winners. But you had to feed them. You had to feed their bodies. And you had to make them be great, you know, and be healthy and well. What do you feed a bunch of dudes to actually have them subscribe to your type of eating?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for showing your love and support of me being part of the team, because there were coaches that said to all of us that, you know what, we all do our part. And I really picked up the pace. When he told me that, I was like, yeah, you know what, this is exactly right. And so I started showing up at all the away games, too. So I bought plane tickets and like would just show up and sneak into the clubhouse and like make smoothies for all the guys and make all their treats that they love at Wrigley Field that I do. I would make them on the road, so they started feeling more homey on the road. So I gave it my all. Like I was feeling in it to win it for sure. And for me, it's always the same philosophy, whether it's an athlete, you know, a world-class World Series athlete, or just, you know, myself or my clients that I see. It's just having a lot more fun with food. So I find out what they like to eat, and then I make it a very healthy version of that.
So you talk about having fun, trying to get them to eat their food or perhaps drink their shots. So do you have fun sort of like this? What is this?
Okay.
This is her song, isn't it?
Okay. Uh-huh. What is that song that follows you around, my friend?
Okay, the shots, it's my theme song, right? And so here's what ended up happening is... I said to myself, girl, what you gonna do to make this fun, to get them to drink like all sorts of like matcha shots for energy and like ginger turmeric for anti-inflammation? I put them in shot cups. I play the shot song. I dance around. And bottom line is the players were starting to take all these really healthy shots that are like mega nutrition, but it's fun. So like part of my job really is like, you know, nutrition marketing. slash dancing. I don't know.
Well, give me the visual. Kyle Schwarber, fourth inning. He's hungry. He runs in the dugout. You got a cheeseburger back there. What do you have behind the scenes? Do you have crackers? What do you have?
Yeah, so the best thing of all is that you work with a team of people who help cook for the Cubs. So I'm not actually there cooking. Like, I'm talking to the chefs that do it. So, like, if you come in...
You're doing that wrong!
Right. Yeah, you know
I like
that.
Too much sugar!
you know that's me. Like, I come in and I see everyone, like, sweating.
Sugar Nazi.
They're like, oh, God, she's here. But, yeah, so one of the snacks that I loved making was just a three-ingredient protein bite. So instead of, like, protein bars that have a lot of sugar in them, it's just rolled oats, ground flax seeds, and a nut butter, like almond butter or peanut butter.
Do you make up that recipe, or is that something that you've just come to know in your years and years of doing? I mean, I know you have a lot of experience, but I'm not saying you're old.
Flaxseed. Can you get flaxseed?
Is this something you make up, or did you find the recipe, or how do you know that this works?
Yeah, so I do a lot of experimenting in my own house for my own self, and then I'm like, wow, I think these are pretty good. If I call them power bites, right, so nutrition marketing, these are power bites.
Right, need a good name. Good.
And I put them in the shot cup. I'm not kidding. I even put those in a shot cup, and it's the trick of everything is if you have it in a shot cup, people will love
it. So you have a card table behind the scenes in the Cubs dugout at Wrigley Field with all these shots on it, and they can run back and grab it?
It's in our dining area, so we have like a whole refrigerator where it's all sorts of like goodies in there.
Were you at Game 7? Did you have the card table set up with all the food?
Believe me, yeah.
The rain delay. Guys, you need energy. Come back here.
Did you feed them during the rain delay?
Well, you know what? They come in and out, which is something I didn't know, right? That you know, when you're watching a baseball game like on TV, you don't know how much like players are coming like in and out of the clubhouse. And so one of the things that was very cool is I heard one of the players, you know, during that rain delay singing this, "No one said it'd be easy." And I was like, no one said it'd be easy. Like, isn't that true champion? It's like, you know, that it's they're in this to win it and they're like, they know it's hard. And it's like, that's what it's supposed to be. If you're going to win a World Series, it's going to be grind, grind, grind to the end.
But that's just life. You know what I mean? We should all think about that with every day. No one said it'd be easy, but just keep going. You power through it.
Man, it was so inspiring to be around winners like that.
And that's the Cubs. Nothing was easy with the Cubs. Of course, they're going to have a rain delay and we're going to go into extra innings.
Yeah, you know what? And just such winners. I mean, it's just that's all I can say about being a part of that organization for the whole year from top down. It's just like winners.
Well, I just want to get this straight. So the rain delay started. It wasn't Jason Hayward. It was Don Jackson Blattner that brought back the team with the energy shots.
Wouldn't that be a great story? I would love to take credit for that story. I mean, it really, like you even hear the players say, like in their interviews, it's like a team sport. And it's like, you know, there's all sorts of players in this team from, you know, people who wash uniforms to people who make the shots to people who are actually like hitting and catching the ball.
And you start the season with them. You go to spring training. Is that right?
Yeah, I go to spring training in Arizona. My family has a house there, and so like I'll visit my family, I'll do spring training. And again, of course, I'm doing shots in spring training too. Like that travels everywhere. We even have like minor league, hundreds of players who created the shots program for as well.
I got to tell you, spring training, I went last year for the first time. That minor league park that they have in Arizona is off the charts great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The players are so accessible, and it's like going to Kane County. That's how small that field is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Amazing. It is amazing. And it's brand new. So the thing, you go there and like the facility, the performance center where I am there with the players and doing all of these like shots and smoothies and stuff, it's brand new too. And it's beautiful. And they have these huge, it's Arizona, right?
Right.
Huge garage doors that open up, all this fresh air, music blaring, and all these like awesome new weight machines and like Pilates machines. And it is like the energy there and the spring training vibe is like if you could bottle that and wear it all year long,
I agree.
It's one thing to definitely do.
It's a destination for sure. But you knew that this team was special from the get-go. You assess what they need to eat. You said, okay, I'm going to help. This is what we're doing.
This is my seventh season with the Cubs. And I'll tell you what, I did know from the very beginning that it was special.
Everybody says that about this team.
They were so great. Like the guys were great and just like coming in and great attitudes and so kind and respectful and loving and open. And just it was like, whoa. And I'm talking not just even players. This is like coaches. This is like upper management. It was like really a special group.
Do you talk to these guys in the off season? Call up Schwarber and say, dude, listen, I know you're having a T-bone steak every night of the week, but you got to dial that back.
I let them call me. I play, you know, hard to get. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of players who will call and want plans for the off season. I actually say there's no such thing as an off season for a baseball player, especially if you're a World Series champ. It's called the rebuild season. And so this is the time where you think maybe your favorite players are like sitting by. They're working their butts off right now trying to get in shape for spring training.
Are you planning the menu already for next year?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Actually, already having lots of conversations about like what new shots are going to be there and what new things we're going to do.
Shots!
Woo!
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
there it is right
you.
There.
I love the theme music.
Dawn, I'm going to take a break. We're going to talk about your new book. You talk about there's no off season, and I think that's true if you're trying to make a lifestyle change and trying to get healthy with most people, because I used to be a fat slob, and now I changed my life years ago because I was eating the wrong foods. Yep. And last time we talked, about a year and a half ago, when I had you on at WGN, you told me to stop taking something. Uh-huh. Stop drinking this, and we'll talk about that coming up next, okay? It's 720 WGN. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. 720 WGN, Pete and Jane in for Bill and Wendy in studio with us. She is the Cubs nutritionist, and yes, she will get a World Series ring. I'm so jealous. Dawn Jackson-Blattner, your new book is called The Superfood Swap. It comes out on Tuesday. How come it didn't come out before Christmas?
Okay, so I wondered the same thing, and then I did a positive spin to this. I was like, listen, don't buy it for a Christmas gift. Buy it for a New Year gift for yourself.
Because everybody wants to lose weight.
Yeah,
don't
well,
they?
You know what? Yeah, and here's the thing. I know if somebody wants to lose weight, they feel very negative about their body. Nobody's like, oh, I love myself. I want to lose weight. Everyone's like, I hate myself. Like, I'm miserable. Like, I want to lose weight.
Yes.
So this really is a book for people, yeah, who want to lose weight, but don't want to feel like miserable about themselves while they're doing it.
All right, a year and a half ago, I was doing the night show here at WGN, and I was waking up early to take my son to school. I'm not a coffee drinker, and I was doing shots of 5-hour energy. And you're like, you got to stop taking those. You have to stop. Start drinking coffee.
Yes.
And I hear that in my head all the time. Start drinking coffee. And I tried. I tried for 6 months to drink coffee. I hate black coffee. Absolutely hate it. And then my wife introduced me to a tall, skinny vanilla latte from Starbucks.
Come on.
That's just sugar, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, skinny means sugar-free. Skinny, 85 yeah. calories. I looked it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you hate the fake stuff.
Oh, my gosh. When can I start?
But it's a substitute. It's 5-hour energy or the skinny vanilla latte, which I can't order on my own because a guy can't really do that,
okay.
So I have to go with my wife.
There are not just two choices in the caffeine game, dude. There's more to be played here. Okay. So here's what
I do
have
to say.
When
she reprimands
me. Well, because
I
could see her worming around. You're talking.
I'm starting to like sweat and start wanting to cry. Because here's my thing. Cut the CRAP is actually the acronym in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands for cut the C is chemicals you don't know,
yeah.
Right? That may be mm-hmm. for sure in what you're drinking. Refined sugar and flour. Okay. So that's the white stuff. Artificial sweeteners, flavors, and colors, and preservatives. So the acronym CRAP is actually what I teach in the Superfood Swap. And so, unfortunately, both of the drinks that you're choosing have CRAP. So I'd love for you to do what we do at the Cubs. We do matcha shots, matcha tea.
And
see if I
can you get that anywhere?
Yeah, matcha you can get anywhere. It's like a ground up green tea, and you put it in a small amount of water, so you don't have to like sit there and savor it and drink it and love it.
Oh, I hate tea.
Just put it in a shot, do it, and it's like, oh, it tastes bad. This is what I say to players when they say, oh, it tastes bad. I say, good. Then you know it's working. Okay.
All like, right, mom.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
You
exactly.
put them in the shots. You do it really fast. You don't
right.
have to taste it.
Right. You don't need to sit there and savor it. Just do it, man.
So is pirate booty bad for you because that's a snack? The pirate
right.
booty.
That all is right. a good snack.
It's a puff.
Snack for me is a definition of produce and protein. You have to have two things that get you full and make you full. So it's like you have to have like a carrot and almond butter and apple and almonds. It's like produce and protein is actually what a snack is. A snack bridges one meal to the next.
Uh-huh.
So pirate booty is considered a treat. right? Oh. It's not a snack.
Okay.
It's a treat.
What
so
about
if you want
a salty
treat,
snack food you'd recommend? I love filling the plate with salty snack foods.
Okay, so here's the deal. Nuts are can be a great salty snack,
okay.
And they're full of protein and fiber and good fat. Come on.
Okay.
Get on the nut train.
I am.
Seeds.
Almonds, nuts,
yeah,
believe
see,
me.
There you
I'll
go.
Get,
tons
I'll get
of
back
them.
On. Cashews, okay, too?
Yeah.
Those
all,
are out
yeah,
at the Christmas
all
table?
All nuts. And, but I also like pairing it with, like, produce. So, like, doing, like, some carrots or an apple or something
yeah,
with it.
Okay.
You know?
Give us some takeaways over the holidays, because there's going to be so much food in front of us over the weekend, and people are going to parties this week and next week, and you got New Year's, and you're drinking. Give us some takeaways
Ooh.
To stay away from or at least maintain our weight.
Oh, do you want my personal secret?
Yes,
okay,
of course we do. That's why you're here.
If you say abstain from drinking, you're done.
Lock yourself in a closet.
No, she's a lot of fun, this one. She's got good secrets.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, here is my only strategy personally over the holidays, and it's called table, plate, chair. And I eat whatever I want as long as I'm not standing up and grazing and shoving it in my face over here and shoving
it
in my
me.
Face over here and like just like standing above the buffet and the appetizers and like shoving. Anything I want to eat, I just make sure I put it on a plate, I sit at a table, and I eat it like what? An elegant human being. Like, you know, I'm eating with ultimate like mindfulness and elegance. Table, plate, chair, the only rule you need. You do not need to restrict yourself over the holidays. You just need to eat with elegance.
What if you do table plate chair twice? That would be going back for seconds.
You know what? I will tell you, I'd much prefer that because you, when you sit down and you actually eat it like you mean it, you feel a lot better about yourself than if you're just like grazing. You have no idea what you just did. You're like, oh my gosh, like what did I just do at that party? Table plate chair allows you to be mindful.
I love that because I always stand when I eat. I'll stand over the sink, stand over the garbage can. I mean, the McMurrays are standers when we eat. But you gave me some advice years ago. Use a smaller plate. Everybody has huge plates nowadays. Get a smaller plate.
I love that. And then I think that would be fun for you to like keep that in your little man purse and bring out like your little small plate and be like, no, thank you for your plates. I'll just use my small.
Brought my own, guys. Brought my own.
I mean, it, ideally, that would be great. However, if you find that to be like insensitive to your party, you could also just use the inside of the plate. So instead of like building your whole plate to the outskirts of the plate, you know, just use like the inside circle of the plate.
Oh, the inside circle. Yeah, that the outer edge.
I like
that.
Don't
put them in the outer edge.
So Dawn, earlier this year, you won a TV show called My Diet is Better Than Yours, and you won that using the Superfood Swap. Is that right?
That is correct. I never thought in a million years I'd be a reality TV star. But you could just address me like that from now on.
Uh-huh. Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Reality TV.
Reality TV show.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience, mm-hmm. man. I won that show doing Superfood Swap. And really why it works is because it's not restriction, right? So these contestants who had to follow the diet for months, even without me, you can only follow something that you enjoy. I mean, magical things happen when people enjoy what they're doing in business, in personal life, in dieting. It's just how it goes.
All right. Dawn Jackson Blattner in the studio with us, the Cubs nutritionist. Jim, do you have a question for Dawn? Jim?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, bud.
I just wanted to know if she's ever heard of being able to drink ketones.
What is ketones?
Oh, okay. So there are people who go, no, I don't know about that. But here's what I can tell you. People who try and do like no carb diets are trying to create ketones in your body. And here's the deal. Athletes, especially if you want to live an active and healthy life, it is not my philosophy. I do not teach people to do a no carb diet. It's high fat, no carb. Because carbs really are a place to get fiber and selenium and magnesium and good energy. Now, do I think people eat the wrong carbs in this world? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do I think people overeat them? Absolutely. But you downsize, you get the right kinds, and then you're smart carbing yourself. That's what I do. I smart carb myself.
All right. Karen, you have a question for Dawn?
Oh, hi. Yes. I was wondering, I make all my own baby food for my granddaughter. She's 8 months old. And so I've been doing a lot of like blends of like the kale and the spinach, and I do different fruits and sweet potatoes and squash and beets and, you know, lots of different things. But when it comes to the protein, you know, the things that I've done so far are quinoa, chickpeas, and then like a turkey and a chicken. She's not real fond of the turkey and the chicken. And I'm wondering if you can recommend something other than like the chickpeas and the quinoa that would be a little higher protein for an 8-month-old.
Okay, so protein in general, you're right. There's two forms, right? There's animal form, which is like your chicken and turkey and beef and eggs and dairy, right? And then there's the plant stuff, and that's all of your like lentils and chickpeas and kidney beans and pinto beans. So I would say anything she likes sort of go down that road, right? So if she likes chickpeas, it's like keep going down the road of plant proteins. You know, so you have a million different types of beans to try, you know, black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans.
Sounds like she's doing everything right, though.
Well, you know
what?
How special that is, right?
Wow.
You know, like the idea of like making something where it does not have CRAP, I think is awesome. And just making sure you get all the food groups, right? So you're doing fruits, you're doing vegetables, you're doing proteins, and then grains like quinoa.
The superfood, I can't even say superfood today. The superfood swap.
Great
Dawn
book.
Jackson
Great
Blattner.
Recipes. Loving
yes.
it. Yes.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dawn.
And congratulations on helping the Cubs win Game 7 of the World Series.
I'll take yes. a little piece of that credit. But yeah, the world-class team, man.
It is 720 WGN.
Well, they share for me. Let's get this over with. Are there any more cabinet picks left?
Okay, we're almost full. So Rick Perry has agreed to be Secretary of Energy.
Is that a great choice? I saw him on Dancing with the Stars.
Do, 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 do. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris, in for Bill and Wendy. Alec Baldwin absolutely kills it on SNL as Donald Trump.
So funny. He's even got the sniffing down right.
We were watching last week, and I turned to my wife. I go, what do you think he makes per episode?
So he's sort of a regular now?
Yeah.
Because he has this gig,
well,
right?
Well, he's going to have it for a while,
well,
apparently.
At least the next 4 years. So maybe they pay him $5,000 an episode? So what would be my guess?
I thought maybe 20, 30 grand.
Really?
That was my guess.
20, 30 grand?
It came out this week.
I guess it is SNL. Yeah.
Alec Baldwin, 58 years old, plays Donald Trump on SNL, makes $1,400 an appearance.
What?
That's it.
$1,400
for Saturday Night Live, which will rerun 200 times.
Hmm. How do you figure that?
Because it's all over. It'll
no,
run
no.
now.
How do you figure $1,400? Does that make sense? I mean,
I have no idea. Is that the minimum for SNL?
$1,400. Like,
that's it. An appearance.
That's what his driver costs to get him to the 30 Rock.
I mean, for an appearance for us, think about it. He's on camera for maybe 6 minutes doing Donald Trump.
Hey, but you got the makeup. You got the prep.
You got to show up every week. Yeah. You got to do a rehearsal. So it's a lot of time.
And is he has other gigs, right? So he's making other money? Or he just doesn't care? Is that what it is? Or will he start saying, hey, listen, I want to get paid like the rest of these actors because I am Alec Baldwin and I'm doing you guys a favor?
I have no idea.
But, I mean,
it raises his profile.
And they say that SNL is now like every time he's on or since he's been doing the impersonation, they're up, you know, 10-20% of their viewership.
So it's
he's
so funny.
It's so funny.
Oh my God.
It's funny. It's fun to watch. But then that's it. Then it's over after the opening.
And Kate McKinnon as Kellyanne. Oh my gosh.
So she did do Hillary.
Yes.
And now she does Kellyanne and she does a great Kellyanne.
She is so talented. She's my favorite on that show, without a doubt. Who do you think is the highest paid actor on TV today? Alec Baldwin, $1,400 per appearance on SNL. Who makes the most money?
Not just on SNL, on any? Are you asking any show?
Any show on television right now. Who's the highest paid actor? Kev, any idea?
Well, I was going to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but he does movies only, I guess, so it can't be him.
He's on Ballers on HBO.
That's true, so I'm going with
does
him.
Does that count? Can we go HBO
yes.
and other premium
HBO,
channels?
HBO, Netflix, anything.
Oh, well, then that changes the whole ballgame. I would have said on TV.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Heidi Klum, because she's got AGT and she's got Project Runway.
Heidi Klum, I don't think
is
in the top 20.
Where's The Rock?
The Rock is at number 4. He makes $400,000 an episode for HBO's Ballers.
Wow.
Oh, William H. Macy.
William H. Macy.
Shameless.
For Shameless?
Yeah, no?
No.
What about Kevin Spacey on House of Cards?
Kevin Spacey. God, is he good on that show. I have one episode left for season 2. We're binge watching. We just started that. House of Cards, Kevin Spacey. No wonder he won. So good as the vice president.
I just started watching the show.
Kevin Spacey. Hold on. My computer's a little slow. Not in the top 20. What's the number one show on TV? Anybody know?
Game of Thrones? I don't even know.
Big Bang on CBS.
Oh, Jim Parsons. He makes the most.
Jim Parsons makes $1,000,000 an episode.
And Jim Parsons, by the way, tonight, he is starring as Elf in the Elf musical. It's live, the live Elf musical on tonight. Jim Parsons is playing Will Ferrell's character. So he's getting paid again for that.
It's called Buddy's, that an NBC thing?
Yeah, Buddy's Musical Christmas. That's tonight, speaking of Jim Parsons.
Chicago's own Johnny Galecki gets $1 million an episode. Everybody on Big Bang gets $1 million an episode.
Really? Do you watch that show?
$1 million. No, not really.
Kevin, do you watch the show?
No.
The Big Bang?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Do you watch The Big Bang?
No, I just, it doesn't do anything for me.
So how are these guys getting paid $1 million because the three of us don't watch the show?
It's the biggest show on TV.
I know, it's a big show. Maybe I'll start watching it.
Emma Stone from Maniac on Netflix gets $350,000 an episode. Netflix is up there with Jonah Hill for Maniac. Nancy Cartwright, Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons, $315,000 an episode, just a voice.
Wow.
Okay.
What's the number one?
Number one is Big Bang.
Oh, right, Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons, Kaley Coco, and Johnny Galecki.
So literally the top three are all from Big Bang.
Yep.
And they're all in the millions and everything drops.
$1 million an episode. Tim Allen gets $250,000, Last Man Standing. The Modern Family cast, they make $250,000 per episode.
What about the kids from Scandal? Are they on there?
Scandal? I don't think.
No, none of the shows I watch.
No. Ted Danson, The Good Place. Does anybody watch that new show on NBC?
Nope.
$225,000 per episode. Anthony Anderson, Blackish on ABC, $100,000 per episode. And they're doing at least 20, right? 20 episodes a season?
Yeah. What's the season, like 15, 12 once a week for two quarters?
I don't know.
12, 13 episodes?
That's a lot of money.
I mean, that's 13. That's a lot of money.
I mean, the cast of Friends made $1 million an episode. That was a big deal when they all
Right, and that's when it all started. What did Alan Alda make when he was in MASH?
I don't see Alan Alda.
Anytime I could bring up Alan Alda on TV, I like to, since he's my favorite person ever.
He's making his money through syndication. That's where you make it.
Well, if and you think about Big Bang Theory. These guys are making tons of money now because it's airing, but think about syndication for them later on.
God.
Good
if
gravy.
You can get a show on TV for 5 years into syndication, that's bank. I mean, you're set for the rest of your life.
I picked the wrong profession, I think.
Well, I was just thinking right now, as brainstorming, maybe the three of us, we could just right now start up a show. Maybe go into syndication later. Well, I don't know what the topic will be.
God knows WGN TV needs help. I mean, they got Pat Tomasulo. I can say that. He's my neighbor.
He is paid $1,400 an episode, too, huh?
There is a brand new special on Netflix this month, and it stars one of our good friends, and we will talk to him coming up next on 720 WGN.
How did all these cultures come together to make the New York attitude? You have to realize all the people that came here because they were miserable wherever they were.
WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, that voice. You hear that voice, you know that's New York right there. Colin Quinn, the New York story based on his sold-out off-Broadway show, is his second Netflix special and streaming now. We'd like to welcome back to the show Colin Quinn. Colin, how are you, buddy?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Colin.
What's happening?
It's nice to hear your voice. We've missed you.
Same here.
Congratulations, man, on the Netflix special. The thing is, with Netflix, everybody has it now, it seems like.
Yeah, everybody does have it. I'm watching it right now.
Are you watching yourself right now on Netflix? That's the more important thing.
No, I'm watching The Fall. You ever watch that show about the serial killer?
No.
Oh, no, but I got to put that on
the list.
Well,
it's basically like watching myself because it stars Jamie Dornan, so it is like watching myself.
I feel like I was late to the Netflix party because I just signed up for it maybe a month ago. I watched Stranger Things. I'm binge-watching House of Cards now. I think it's the greatest thing ever, and of course, I'm going to watch your special. I just got it. I feel like I'm the last person.
Well, that's like the Jim Gaffigan joke here. Here he goes, you ever watch something like 3 years after everybody else watch it, and then you want to talk about it? That's going to be you with House of Cards. People are going to be like, what? I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Well, that's me with Breaking Bad. I'm like, I'm in season three. Everyone's like, why are you watching that now? Yeah.
But if it's a great show, everybody wants to talk about it.
I used to watch Breaking Bad.
Did you finish the whole season?
Sure. I watched the whole binge-watched the whole thing. I thought the lead guy really stole the show.
Well, that was his job. Well, your special on Netflix, of course, you make fun of every single ethnic group out there. Every single one.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any remorse making fun of them?
What's that now?
Do you ever have any remorse making fun of them? Or I mean, it's all part of the gig. I get it. But you ever feel bad? You're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No, I haven't started a. It hasn't started a pogrom against anybody, right? Then I feel remorse.
I mean, when I was growing up, my neighborhood, it was a melting pot. You had the Italians, you had the Jewish guy on the corner, we were Lebanese, you had the tons of Irish families in our neighborhood, the Germans. Is that how yours was growing up?
Yeah, sure. Black, Puerto Rican, Chinese, everybody.
Everybody. I feel like when we were growing up, especially in my neighborhood, everybody had at least six or more kids in their family. Like us having 12, it wasn't that big of a deal.
And I also think that all the kids were outside in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Like now, you don't see kids. They're all inside because of, you know, video games and everything else. And, you know, and I feel like in those days, everybody was in the street. So you not only had six kids, everybody was in the street all the time.
And there was always someone to play something with. You wanted to play stickball. You wanted to play football. There was always somebody in your neighborhood you could walk over from yard to yard and find somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like, okay, the New York story, all about the different ethnicities coming to New York, building the city. I feel like it can parallel, though, any big city like Chicago, because we talk about, you know, we have, when I watched the entire show, Colin, which I loved, the New York story, laughing out loud because of all the different ethnicities and all of the certain traits that everybody has. I noticed that you didn't talk too much about the Greeks.
I know. I know, because first of all, I don't do a great Greek accent, if you noticed, which I'm sure you did. So I'm trying to keep it to a minimum. But also, the Greeks were, when I was growing up, they were mostly in Astoria. And so it's like, it was kind of hard for me to pinpoint them the way I did the other people I grew up with, you know?
We were so, of course, you're Irish, so your Irish accent and everything about your being Irish and what you talked about them in the show was so funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I really nailed my people finally. I feel like the elusive Irish people have finally been nailed down with my show.
The elusive. I have a guy that's lived in Dublin and moved over here 15 years ago as my neighbor. And I'm not kidding. Every time I see him on the street, his name is Davey, he always screams at me. Not just normal conversations like, Petey, come on over here. Let's have a beer. I'm like, Davey, it's 2 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. I can't.
Well, I don't think that's, I don't think the screaming part is particularly Irish. Because me and Jane watched the show, first of all, so we understand, Pete.
Well, you were in the show.
That's more like an Italian thing, in my show at least, you know.
Yeah, he does talk about the Italians. What about working with Jerry Seinfeld? Did he help you with the material? Well, how does that work?
I mean, I know Jerry for so long. It's almost like a, you know what I mean? It's like an extension of us, like hanging out and eating breakfast. You know, I mean, he just, you know, he's great. He's Mr. Order. He's like, why would you say he just structures things? Like he knows how to. Everybody's always like, oh, how do you direct a one man show? But it's just like directing a play or anything else. It takes a lot, you know, to put it together. So.
You brought your one-man show here to Chicago. How long were you in town? Were you here a month, 2 months? How long were you here?
I was here for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
You missed the city? I felt like you just kind of...
I do. I loved it there.
How would you compare Chicago to New York?
Back. What's that?
How would you compare it?
I mean, it's different. It's a lot different from New York. Well, in New York back in the day, or New York now. Now New York is just like... packed, it's crowded with people. It's insane. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I feel like Chicago is more like spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chicago is like, it's like Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Staten Island. All, you know what I mean? Like, whereas New York, people think of New York as only Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn. You know?
Right.
So I mean, it's hard to describe. But I'll say one thing. Like I said last time, it's like all the buildings. Like they still have neighborhoods there, like old neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like part of my show is about the fall, how neighborhoods aren't like they used to be or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they've changed.
Yeah.
So obviously the show on Netflix is the New York story. I mean, it's about New York. I mean, can you bring it to Chicago? Because I would love to have you here.
I'm coming. I want to come back in the spring, but I'm going to try to do I have a new show I'm working on this whole time, you know?
Let's talk about it. Is it Luncheonette?
No, that's a show I shot. That's like a show for like a series, you know. But I mean, no, I'm talking about like a one man type thing again, you know.
Oh, you're doing another one man show.
Yeah.
What's it about? Tell us now. When are you coming? Is Jerry working on it?
It's about like, I don't know. I like you call him Jerry. You guys, is Jerry working? It's kind of a show about system, how every system was invented.
How every system was invented?
Every system.
Okay.
The rise and fall of every system. You know what I mean? Like everything was put together, you know, from the time we began to kind of make things work. Okay. And then they all don't work eventually, you know.
But the cool thing about what you do, Colin, is you tell a story and you tell the truth. Like, this is really how New York was founded, or this is really how the system was founded. But you find all the quirky, interesting, funny things about it, and then you tell us why it works.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I do. I definitely do a lot of work on these things. You know what I mean? I mean, I want to make jokes. I want them to get laughs the whole time. But it is kind of important to me that it makes logical sense, you know.
And do you watch SNL at all? Are you watching Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. Well, you were on the show. I just kind of figured, you know, I mean, in our minds, if you're an SNL alum, you watch every single week, just like us.
No, I watch once in a while.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just, you know, usually I'm working Saturday night anyway, so.
But you're a busy guy. I mean, you've got the show. You're working on the new one. Is Girls still happening? Are you still doing that?
Girls is done. And, but I'm just mostly the show. I mean, like I said, I made this show called Luncheonette, which is also about multi-ethnic groups in a luncheonette. And so we'll see if that goes, you know.
Okay. Colin Quinn, The New York Story. It's streaming now on Netflix. Merry Christmas, buddy.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas. I hope I'm coming there in like early spring, you know.
Well, you got our number. We're almost there where we could go out to dinner. Yeah. I think we're almost at
was
that
there
point.
For one damn day in the past 5 years. It's ridiculous.
Colin and I will go out for dinner.
I don't know. I'm the link. I don't know how that happened. Thank you, Colin.
Merry Christmas, bye, Colin. Bye, thanks.
All right. Colin Quinn at 720 WGN.
Hey, guys, listen to this. Facebook is testing a new group phone call feature that will let you talk on the phone with up to 50 friends at once. If you want to try it, you go to Facebook, you click on Features, and then select Living Nightmare. You click on Living Nightmare, and then, oh, hey, hi, who's this? What, am I on? Oh, I don't have Wi-Fi. Hey, oh.
Outside is frightful, but Pete McMurray, Jane Monsouris, very happy to be in for Bill and Wendy this week. This is fun. It's the giving week, and that means tipping. You have to tip before Christmas.
All part of the holiday season.
And today I need to stop by my son's school because the teachers will be there today, even though Charlie is off school. They will be there, and I need to drop off something for the teachers.
Is this the last day they'll be there?
Yes. Before the holidays.
Okay.
So what do you drop off?
I would do a small gift.
As the husband of a teacher,
yes.
I appreciate gift cards.
Gift cards.
Oh, it's great when she comes back with gift cards.
How
from
much?
Target and Starbucks. Oh, whatever. Whatever your heart desires.
$10?
That works.
$20?
Sure.
$50?
Keep it going.
Thank you for that, Ryan.
No problem.
312-981-7200. Besides teachers, I mean, you got to tip everybody this time of the year.
Do you have to tip everybody?
You have to tip. You have to absolutely, you have to tip. How about your mail carrier? What are you tipping? UPS guy.
Is it cash or is it a small gift?
I don't know.
What's your relationship?
A very good one with my mail carrier and my UPS guy.
If you don't have the relationship, do you still tip? Yeah, say thank you so your mail doesn't end up in somebody else's mailbox.
FedEx guy. Are you tipping? How about the person that cuts your hair?
But here's my thing about the person that cuts your hair, Pete. I get my hair done a lot, and so I tip them every time. So do I have to then double tip? I feel like they should give me a tip because I've been paying them all year.
For some reason, you need to. I thought it was always the price of a haircut that you tip.
What?
Am I wrong?
I just bring small gifts.
Let's go to George.
Okay.
George!
How you doing?
Good, man.
Hi,
you're calling about, what do you tip a teacher? How much?
Okay, so my girlfriend is a teacher. And she teaches young children, and these kids are, like, crazy and rambunctious. So the parents, they came in and they gifted a bottle of wine to all the teachers.
Okay.
But they had these special labels made up on the front of each bottle of wine with their own kids on them. And the label said, "Our kids are probably the reason you drink." So, and all the teachers got a bottle of wine. So I think that's kind of a cool idea.
Fun and creative.
I love great. That, but too much work to do after the show today. Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on WGN talking tipping.
Yeah, you know, guys, when I used to throw recycling for BFI.
Okay.
Going through the towns of Riverside and LaGrange, they were very appreciative of us because by the time I got done doing my routes on those that week before Christmas, I could start my own bar. And I had enough cookies to own and start a bakery. Gift certificates, I had enough cash that I probably need an armored car to get out of work with.
That's fantastic, man. And how did they, do they walk out and hand it to you, or how do they do it?
Actually, some would walk out, hand me like a plate of cookies, or hand me a gift certificate, or hand a bottle of wine, or they would leave it in the recycling bin, and it'd be marked for the recycling guy.
Make sure you don't throw that away. Were you expecting a tip from everybody, or were you surprised?
You know what? No, you don't expect it. You know, but it just, you know, when you see it and it happens, it just feels great. You know, that, you know, you're doing your job and someone really does appreciate it, you know?
Okay. Well, that's, you know.
I mean, when I was doing garbage, we were in every kind of weather condition. Trust me, it wasn't easy.
I'm thinking about it now. I live in the city and I was thinking the people that pick up your garbage.
Yes.
Especially the other day when it was below zero and you had the snow on top of the receptacles. What do? Do you have to wait outside? People go to work. They can't do it. So if you tape it inside the garbage can,
yeah, you can't do that.
It's not going to work.
Mm-mm. I think you have to know when they're coming. We pretty much know when.
And how much do you tip them? Do you have to tip them? They get a salary from the city.
You got to do it. If you're handing out the tips, I think you give everybody based on relationship, number of years you've known them. Kind of, you know, whatever you feel is appropriate.
Back to the tipping the teacher for a second.
Yeah, back to the teacher.
My wife said, and think about it, Charlie has four teachers. So the homeroom teacher gets the most money, right? Do you have to tip all four?
Give them money? Isn't that sort of awkward to give your kid's teacher money?
Is there no home parent? Is there no home teacher?
Yes, there's a homeroom teacher.
A
homeroom teacher, yes.
But is there a homeroom parent? Someone who kind of coordinates parties and festivities and stuff like that?
They're all
drunks. Can collect the money and
no.
Do
exactly.
You got to do it on your own.
If you pull it all together, then everyone tosses in 5-10 and all of a sudden, whoa.
Think about it.
And then you can give them a nice gift.
We live in Chicago. Everybody has their hand out. So they're expecting something. How much? My wife said 50 for the homeroom teacher. I said 50?
No.
That's crazy.
I think that's too much.
We settled on 40. $40.
I think
gift card.
What about
and
a
you
gift
go,
card?
You
gift
go to Jewel and buy a gift card with Visa. They charge you $4.
I'm still liking the whole group idea.
I love the group idea.
It's
but
too late for the group
did
idea.
Did you go crazy with the gift card or was it like something that would be usable, like a gas card or like a Jewel card or
Visa
something like
gift
that?
Card.
Visa gift card. So it's like good as cash. Not like some crazy department store that we've never
heard of.
It's
good as cash. And here's another thing. I don't trust the woman. I mean, I do, but I don't, because the woman that's the homeroom parent is going to get all the credit. So you got to do it on your own. You know what I'm saying?
So they know it came from the McMurrays.
Right.
Yeah. Do you put it in a card or you just hand her the...
Put it in the card.
Okay.
I had to do all this.
Slip it in the homework.
Give him an A, please.
We have Karen on the line. Karen, you're a teacher.
Hi, I'm here to just give a little bit of input.
All right, let's hear it.
If your student has maybe a special ed teacher or a speech teacher, take the time to make up a little something for each teacher that works with your child.
Okay.
That's very nice. And many times the room parent group will take a collection for the main teacher. Mm-hmm. So that's very nice. When that's taken care of, and it really makes it easy for the parents. But the room parents have to start doing that, you know, December 1.
Well, I feel like I'm not going to get credit if it's all bulked together.
No, everyone signs the card.
They send a little slip, how would you like it signed in the card.
Okay.
Whether it's a child's name. That's very nice, but you need an organized group of parents. If you're last minute, pick up a Visa gift card.
That's what I did.
You don't think just a small gift? You think the gift card's a better idea or cash?
I think the gift card's a better idea. Cash is fine.
Cash is king.
Hoping that it wouldn't get lost in the shuffle or anything.
Right.
But a gift card that he or she can select whatever they might need. And a lot of teachers use that even for their classroom because they spend so much money all year of their own money that they might have something special they're looking at for their classroom even. I know a lot of teachers who do that.
That's a fabulous thought.
Did you guys get your teachers' gifts growing up? Because I don't remember ever doing that.
My mom did not. It was just a home, like a little homemade baked little something baked from home.
Yeah,
It's
never like it is today. In my first year in teaching, I was overwhelmed. I had no idea I would need boxes to bring home all of the little gifts I received. I was just couldn't believe it. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Karen.
Right now, my whole kitchen table is full, and I'm trying to kind of organize everything. Nice to do for teachers.
That's awesome. That's the way it should be.
Thanks, Karen.
Have a great day. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on WGN.
Hi. So we started at My Fun School a program where families could, in $5 increments, donate to anyone in the school. And then we collected it and gave it all at one time to the teacher.
Okay.
And then they could pick gift cards from it. So, like, the principal got $500. He could get Home Depot to put in a new deck. So parents did it anonymously in $5 increments, and we organized it. And then the teachers just saw these 32 families donated to your fund. And it works awesome.
And you don't give a Christmas tip in addition to that?
No, that's the Christmas, and the teachers love it because they get to pick out the gift cards that they want and they need.
Right.
So they can buy whatever they want.
All the random stuff.
Yeah, but you got to work on that starting December 1, right after Thanksgiving, Pete. You're in, you know, a problem here because you got to do this today.
Here's the thing.
Waiting to the last minute.
I'm a slacker when it comes to things like this. My wife even worse. So I'm the one that has to keep up. We're both working parents. It's hard, and you miss things. And maybe there is. I'm starting
to think. I think there probably was a whole pool, right, at the school, and you missed it.
You have some parents that you hang out with. Everybody has parents at their school that they hang out with. We have one woman. She is so organized, and I text her all the time about things, and I just couldn't go back to her and ask her.
Why not?
I just couldn't.
Maybe she's listening, and she can tell you right now, yes, Pete, you missed the pool.
Kirsten is so organized with everything. She's got a calendar in her phone. She's got the calendar in her book. She's got a calendar at home. If I need advice, I go to her. I text her right away. Teresa, you're on WGN.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I'm enjoying the two of you on the show. It's great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say, my daughter's been a teacher for about 22, 23 years now. And so every year she does get gifts, and she teaches, like, second and third graders. One thing she has so much of that she gives me, or we give it, or sell at a garage sale, or just donate it, are cups and candles. She's got so many, she doesn't know what to do with them. But the thing that she does appreciate is gas cards for, you know, for car gas.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's $10, $15, whatever it might be, whatever they can afford. And she says, and from Target and from Walmart, you know, you can always pick up something small there, whether it's just be dish towels or something.
And
so, right.
I think, too, what's great about, you know, doing the big box stores is a lot of the teachers do buy their own supplies for the class. So a lot of times they are giving back. But the gas card, what a great idea, especially for someone who's driving to work every day.
Love the gas card.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thank you, Teresa. 312-981-7200. Got some text messages here. Mike just sent one in and about how much you should tip your garbage man. I'll read that coming up next on 720 WGN.
Traffic is coming. Spell it. TRAFFIX. From 720 WGN. It'll be every Chicago commuter's best friend. Traffic is pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage and powered by Traffic Karma. TRAFFIX. Traffic.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now, and we'll give you one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-5671. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead, government red tape, or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-500-5671. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-500-5671.
Spread a little holiday joy this year with the best personalized holiday gifts, the world-famous WGN Chicago personalized calendars. Now available in the featured section on WGNradio.com. This is the ninth year for these calendars, and you'll see a new color technology on all 12 monthly images for 2017. These unique calendars not only feature Chicago landmarks as seen through the lens of our spectacular photography, but the images are crafted so your name is actually in the photograph. Give a gift that is completely 100% original. Go to WGNradio.com and scroll down to the feature section. Make a purchase of our calendar and a portion of the proceeds benefit JDRF. To make a 2017 an epic year, you have to start with an epic calendar. The 2K's Chicago calendar, available in the feature section at WGNradio.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall?
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy, talking tipping, 312-981-7200, getting some great text messages. This one is from Jim. $20 for everyone. UPS, FedEx, mail carrier, teacher. That's easy. Everybody gets $20.
Yeah, but you're forgetting, did you say the hair person? Did you say your house cleaners? Did you go into your personal trainer, babysitter? Maybe you have home health care workers. Does everyone get $20?
847 area code. Are you folks getting tipped? Are you folks getting tipped? That's your job. So some people aren't tipping over the holidays. I don't know. How much do you tip your hair person? Do you have to? Because you're tipping them on a regular basis.
That's what I'm saying. I tip them every 3 weeks, so I feel like they need to tip me mm-hmm. and say thank you for being such a great client all year round.
$20 seems like a good number
to
give to everybody.
Because that's the price of a bottle of wine, too.
It's not that, I mean, it's not too much, and it's more than enough.
It's manageable.
Okay.
You like to get $20.
I like
you know, I like to give gifts to people I really want to thank, like a doorman, like somebody who takes care of things that I can't do. They make sure you're safe. They get rid of your garbage. They clean your house. So I feel like, you know, people that are doing things that I wouldn't do. I'm not the garbage collector.
You tip your doorman?
When I lived in a building with a doorman, yeah, absolutely.
God, I never did
they
that.
They took care of everything.
That was years ago.
They took care of everything in the front.
He was always crabby.
But I was so grateful to them all. They were my friends.
217, what happened to box candy? Does anybody give that anymore? That's a great gift.
I love box candy.
I don't do Christmas gift. I do New Year's gifts, so I stick out.
Oh, that's
630
good.
Area code.
Maybe you do that for your teachers, Pete.
Huh.
So you stick out.
I'm going to get my hair cut this week. Do I have to overtip my girl?
You got to give her a little something, I think.
How about your mechanic?
No.
Why?
How, when do you see your mechanic?
All the time. My wife is always doing something to her car. I have him on text message. I'll send him a text all the time. At least once a month I see him. Do I have to give him something?
I think you have to base it on, and you guys let me know if I'm right or wrong. You base it on your relationship. Mm-hmm. If you're close, if you've got the mechanic on speed dial, then maybe you give him a tip. My mechanic, you know, I never see him.
Your water delivery guy, don't forget him. 847 area code. I'm a teacher in a classroom. Please don't forget about us. Merry Christmas. Okay.
That's nice.
Teachers, it's rough stuff.
Thank gosh for teachers.
So Charlie's homeroom teacher, $40, so I have to take care of the other three.
Yeah, you do.
No, that's not happening. They got cut out this year.
They did?
Yes, they did.
And you can't give a card to the teacher without something in it, right? Nowadays, you can't.
No, you can't. That's always bad.
Because you open up the card expecting something to fall out, and you're like, oh, it just says thank you, Pete.
Oh, this is nice. Is this good?
Well, at least they thought about me.
720 WGN.